I need your prayers this morning.
Lord, help and God, I pray.
There's only one way to preach the gospel, and that's by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if the preacher comes, it'll be good, and if the preacher don't, I believe I can find my seat.
Lord, help and God, we pray.
But let's pray that God will get Satan out of this building. It's been good. And let's try to everybody pray and we'll receive a good blessing. I have seen a lot of baptizings, and I've been blessed by everyone. But there's one in my memory that I'd love to have seen. That's when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John. Just to see my blessed Redeemer as he slowly waded in, and to see those mighty wings of love from heaven rest on him. Just to see him rise from the water, raise his hands and praise his God. I wasn't there that day, but I'd love to have seen John baptize the Lord. Now I've been down to the water, and I have slowly waded in, and I'll never forget that warm feeling when the preacher raised his trembling hand, and when he said, "We baptize our brother." My mind wandered to way back then. Yes, I saw my blessed Redeemer as he slowly waded in, and I saw those mighty wings of love from heaven rest on him. Yes, I saw him rise from the water, raise his hands and praise his God. I wasn't there that day, but I believe I saw John baptize the Lord. Now I'd love to see my children just go slowly wading in and feel the mighty love of God just pouring out of them. Just to see them rise from the water, raise their hands and praise our God. Oh, I'd love to see our children just come and go along.
Lord, help us, God, we pray. Take your time,
brother. You know, it's really something, and young people today are knowledgeable in many things, and they read the Bible. And as Brother Terry was talking about traditional rules, God said that I'll put my laws in your mind and write them in your heart. I'll be to you a God and you'll be to me a people. And you need not go to every man, your brother, saying, "Know ye the Lord? For they shall all know me from the least unto the greatest." Said he'd be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities would he remember no more. I'm going to talk, you pray.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
And so today, it's a very confusing thing for people. There's so many different forms of doctrine, and so many ministers in different places and on TV, and as Brother Junior was talking about, we just don't believe that you can put your hand up on the TV screen and repeat a prayer after some man and be saved, because that man couldn't even save himself. And so that's what I call being proselyted into a dead faith. And you can go and try to serve God, but listen, you'll never be able to serve Him until that you have repented of your sins, until you've been born again and your soul sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and your name enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life. I could put my name on every church book all over the world, but in that morning those church books are going to burn up. Listen, and your name will burn up on that. But if it's enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life, I believe you'll hear your name called. Every man got a little white stone, and in that a stone a new name. And he that receives it is the one that knows that name, Brother Junior, and we'll be able to call, to answer the call. Wife, when it comes, and I look around and I can just see and feel why the time is drawing short. I don't know the day of the hour. Jesus doesn't know the day of the hour. But I want you to understand this, that there is coming a time that it'll all be over as far as this life down here. And you know, I look at this life and it's just not as important to me as it used to be. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, and it's a dressing room. Why to get ready to live in a better land than this? Listen, I sometimes get homesick, and I'd love to go on home. But then we think about our children and our loved ones, that we might be able to stay and be a little light to them, or say something that might cause them to turn wine to the Lord. But here's the thing about it. I want you to understand today that every man has to answer for himself. I can't repent for my children. Listen, I couldn't save myself, so I can't save anybody else. But Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Listen, but I'm going away. And if I go away, then you'll be the light of the world. And aren't you glad now? Yeah. Listen, that we're a people that, well, we try to let our light shine in a dark and a dying world, so that some might see and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I pray. I'd love to get on the mountain, Brother Terry. Listen, He said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but He said, in me you may have peace. So this morning, Lord, I ask permission. May I have this peace this morning? Well, brothers, all we've got in this world, listen, why is our soul? And listen, when God burns that soul again, and we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed, why in the last time. And I'm glad that Jesus, why, listen, He died unto sin. He died one time. Listen, but then He lived. He liveth unto God. And now death hath no more dominion over Him. He was alive and was dead, but now He's alive, and that forevermore. Well, where is He? People say, I can't see Him. No, if you can see into heaven, you'd see Him seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But I can tell you one thing, I've never seen Him. But boy, I'll tell you what, I felt him and when I feel him, sometimes I feel like I could almost look over and see him sitting right beside of me. He said, you know, on that dark Saturday night, he said, now son, I'll never leave you. Listen, I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. And so that's what I'm expecting today. And he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Listen, but I'm going away. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Well, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? He said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Now listen, I'm the one why they raised it from the dead on that third and appointed morning. And I'm the one why that 40 days later ascended back to the Father. Now listen, my brother Junior, when you love to have seen heaven, brother Danny, why, when Jesus come out of that cloud and started in into the portals of heaven, well, I believe all the angels were shouting. Listen, I can hear God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I believe he done what he came to do. He came to redeem us. Listen, to give us a right back, a right to the tree of life. And I want you to understand one thing right now. Well, if heaven ain't no better than this, listen, I want to go. But you know, the half has not been told. It'll be so beautiful. Why, listen, As we go on that cloud, listen, where are we going? We're going to a land that flows wild with milk and honey. And when we hear Jesus say, swing wide, you everlasting gate, and let my blood come on in. I'm glad that I'm a part of the bride of the Lamb's wife. I'm glad that 33 years ago, I fell on that stone and it broke me to pieces. I'm glad that he took his abode up in me and he's going to lead me home. Why, some sweet day, what do you think it'll be like as you go through those gates? Listen, we'll see God sitting up on his throne. We'll see streets of gold and we'll see angels. And if you've never sung the lick in your life down here, you'll join in like that angel band and you'll be able to sing. Listen, your lungs won't get tired. Why? Because we're going to be an angelic creature. We're going to be angel. We'll have wings. We'll be able to walk down a street of pure gold. And listen, sit down by the river. Listen, while the water of life. Oh, I tell you what, I love Jesus today more than I love anything in this world. I want you to understand, he's done more for me than anybody in this world could ever do. But most of all, listen, he covered my soul with the blood. And when it comes time for me to die, I want you to understand, if Satan starts coming around, Brother Roy, he's going to say, no, no, this was covered by the blood. This soul is mine. You can't have him. Listen, and Jesus will take us and put us under the altar of God. And listen, we can rest there until that morning. And our brother, and you know, our lungs get weak down here. But I want you to understand, when I get over there, I'll be able to sing just as loud and just as long as I want to. But most of all, Brother Terry, I want to be able to say, glory be to the Lamb of God. And we love you, God. We give you praise and glory and honor that you so richly deserve. I didn't deserve to be here. I deserve to go to hell. But but through your mercies and the giving your only begotten Son, you've made a way, and here I am, Lord, and I'm glad to be here, and I want to stay here. I want to stay here how long? Oh, forever and forever and forever. And so now, my lungs is about to give out, but I want you to understand, if you ever done anything in your life, you know you need to close in on the mercies of God. Draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. Flee from the devil. Listen, flee. Turn, resist him, and he'll flee from you. And so, when God takes over, I told my sons the other night, they still like to drink. They still like to drink and party. And I said, you know, I done that one time. They said, you did? I said, yeah. Yeah, I done that one time. And I thought I was having the time of my life. But I want to tell you something. When I got a taste of the Lord and tasted how good He was, listen, that was the best thing that I ever had in my life. And you know what? Right now I feel better than I ever felt on any kind of alcohol or anything. And when I get through, I'm not going to have a hangover. I'm not going to be sick. Why? Because I've been in touch with my Savior, Jesus Christ. And He said, I'll carry you through, son. When times get hard, I'll pick you up and carry you through. There's never been a prayer that He couldn't answer. There's never been a tear that He couldn't wipe from my eyes. And I've cried a lot of them, Brother Junior. But listen, in that morning, I'll not be crying no more. Oh, no. I'm going home. And I was a sister died up in Dorton, and I love what she put on her card. It had a picture of her, and underneath the picture said, I made it home today. What about that? Listen, she didn't die in the Lord. She lives in the Lord. And listen, you can live in Him too. You can have life eternally, but you have to get down on your knees. On your heart's knees anyway, and ask God to forgive you. And when He does, you'll know something about it. They say we don't know much, but I know the very time, the very place that God forgave me. And I know I feel Him. He dwells in there. Sometimes I drift off a little bit, but listen, God dwells right in us. And I know that. And about going to heaven, right now I know that. But by dark tonight, I'll have my doubts. But in the Spirit of God, let you know all things. You can see clearly in that morning. We'll not have a veil over us, and we'll not have a dark glass. We'll be able to see all things clear. And not a sight it's going to be, boy. And listen, those angels are singing and are praising God over there. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in the full trumps of God. So God bless you. If you've not prayed, start praying. Don't miss out on it, because the times are telling me that it's just about up. It won't be long till you hear that trumpet sound. I want to sit down, Brother Junior. When you hear that trumpet sound, and you know why? For the children of God, that's going to be one of the prettiest sounds that you've ever heard. But if you're not a Christian, it's too late. When that trumpet sounds, the door of mercy is going to be closed. And it says then, lift up your head, look up your eyes and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Won't that be something, Brother Junior? Wouldn't you like to be alive and remaining when that trumpet sounds? You know what? You'd be standing there and something strange would start happening to you. What would happen to you? You're going to be changed from a natural body to a spiritual body. You look down and you'll have on a garment, a white linen, as white as snow. And there won't be a spot on them. And you'll be ready to go. And you'll say, here I am, Lord. Just take me on. I'm ready to go through the gate. I'm ready to shout and praise your name for eternity. I'm ready, Lord. And just take me home. And I won't be looking back to see if my children made it or not. I told them. I said, listen, when you see Daddy going, I'll be gone. I won't be looking back. And listen, I feel sorry for you, and I love you, and I want you to go to heaven with me, but I can't save you. But God will if you'll get right with Him. I'd love to see you on that cloud. Wouldn't that be something? Look around and see your children on that cloud going with you. Listen, the circle wouldn't be unbroken then, but down here the circle is broken.
Every heaven is the same. But
every year we have reunions. And there'll be a seat empty here and a seat empty there. Oh, but Lord, when we sat down at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you can look as far as you can see. There won't be one empty seat up there because all of God's children are going to be there. And I'm proud to say I'm a Christian today. I'm proud to wear His name. I'm glad that He's my Savior. And of Him, I'm not ashamed of Him. I love Him. I wish I was standing on the steps of the White House right now. I'd like to tell them, you need to get in touch with my God. You need Jesus Christ as your Savior and your leader. And He'll take you to a home. It'll make this White House look like a cabin. I love you, God. I thank you. I prayed all the way down here for a blessing. God bless you.